Think of this next story as a group therapy session for Republicans. They are Republicans who wanted to reform their party, only to find that Donald Trump had a very, very different approach. The possibility of Trump's nomination has these conservatives wondering just what they do now. They sat down with NPR's national political correspondent, Mara Liasson.
Donald Trump has broken with so many elements of traditional Republican ideology, it's hard to keep track. Immigration, free trade, America's role in the world, entitlement reform. On all those issues, Trump is challenging what the Republican Party stands for. I invited a group of conservative reformers, they call themselves Reformicons, to answer that question. Pete Wehner is a former Bush White House policy aide.
Well, in terms of what it means to be a Republican in the age of Trump, it's a problem. People who have come to the Republican Party for a set of ideas and principles are now seeing those ideas and principles under attack. So this is a very real and intense and in some ways an existential battle for the heart and soul of the Republican Party and for the conservative movement.
Jonah Goldberg is the senior editor of the National Review, a conservative publication that took an early anti-Trump stand. He thinks that existential battle begins this summer at the Republican convention in Cleveland.
You know, I've been saying for a very long time now that the Republican primary, the convention, it's going to end in tears no matter what. So shut up and pick a side. And that's how I feel about it. Either we nominate Trump and a lot of people like me walk out, or we don't nominate Trump and a lot of people walk out. But someone's walking out and being sad about it. So let's just deal with that fact. But more broadly, you know, it's funny. Everyone talks about how the Republican Party is going to be broken. And I think it probably is. And certainly the Republican Party as we know it is doomed. And maybe that's not a bad thing. Maybe that's a good thing. You can have that debate.
To some extent, that debate has already begun. And for now, Donald Trump is winning. Here's why. 3 years ago, after its 2012 defeat, the Republican Party itself sketched out the beginnings of a post-Reagan Republicanism. The RNC's so-called autopsy report said the party had to reach out to minority voters, particularly Hispanics, and embrace comprehensive immigration reform. The base, now led by Donald Trump, said hell no. Like Goldberg and Wehner, April Panuru of the Conservative Reform Network is opposed to Trump's nomination. Panuru was also the policy advisor for Jeb Bush, who tried and failed to point the Republican Party in a different non-Trumpist direction.
We do have our work cut out for us in terms of explaining why conservative philosophy actually works for people and how it can be tailored to work for people in practical ways. And so, you know, I don't think the party has done a very good job of making that connection, especially for non-college educated voters in the last, you know, 10, 20, 30 years.
Trade is a good example.
We've sort of assumed, I think, for too long that most Republican voters are with us or understand the value of free trade. And yet, we're seeing this message that Donald Trump is selling, that this is bad for folks in the country, that it's bad for their economic interests, and that, you know, we should launch a trade war against China, for example. This is, of course, something that any ideologically committed conservative is going to be, you know, horrified by. But there seem to be a lot of people that this message resonates with. And I think it's in part because we haven't done a very good job of explaining how these philosophical commitments that we have translate into concrete benefits for individuals.
For Panuru, the burden is on conservatives to update their message because, she says, the logical extension of Trump's rise is really disturbing.
Look, this idea that Trumpism might be a new working class politics, I mean, I think to the extent there's any coherence to Trump at all, it's a nationalist authoritarian politics. It's, you know, appeal specifically to a subset of white people. It's a dead end. You know, he's his own brand.
But what if Trump is more than just his own brand, more than just the expression of Republican voters' white-hot anger at the establishment? Ben Domenech is the publisher of The Federalist. He says the GOP can't just dismiss Trump's supporters. After all, these people are the base of the party. Republicans have courted them successfully for years with social issues. But the GOP was missing an agenda to address the economic struggles these voters were having because of globalization and wage stagnation. So, is it just a matter of doing a better job explaining the benefits of free trade, or should the party offer new policies to help these downwardly mobile voters?
Don't they deserve the respect, I guess, of trying to go to them and say, you know, here, let me meet you on this place or on this place, even if I'm not where you are on all these other things? It's just that there's a way to do that the right way, which is to appeal to them based on principles of limited government and freedom. And there's a way to do it the wrong way, which is to appeal to the xenophobia, the nativism, things of that nature.
The GOP's awkward marriage of a working class base and a corporate backed establishment might be headed for divorce. And it's not clear yet what will take its place. A nativist, isolationist, protectionist party or something else entirely. Whatever emerges will have a sturdy base to build on. After all, the Republican Party at all levels beneath the White House is in great shape compared to the Democrats, who are at their lowest ebb with fewer elected office holders than at any time since the 1920s. Again, Ben Domenech.
The great irony is that we're talking about this, about the death of a party at the moment at which it's basically at its electoral apex. I mean, when you look down, you know, in the states in terms of the coalitions that they've formed, the state houses they've taken over, the number of elected officials they have, it's funny that a party that seems to be about nothing or dying or something like that has actually been doing pretty well.
Right now, the party is consumed with the near-term fight over the nomination. Whether or not Trump ends up as the GOP's standard bearer will determine to what extent the party is reshaped in his image, and whether his voters will find a place in the old Republican coalition of social conservatives, fiscal conservatives, and national security conservatives. Either way, parties can reform, says Pete Wehner, and he believes the Republican Party will.
This is a bad moment for the Republican Party, but it's a snapshot in time. A lot of reform conservatives were saying that the Republican Party at the national level was out of touch with a lot of voters. I think that that was right. What we didn't anticipate was that Donald Trump would become the vehicle for those frustrations. But I still think that's the case. And we still need a modernized Republican Party that can say to average Americans, they have something to say about higher education tuition costs and what you do if you don't have health insurance and what do you do if you're long-term unemployed. There are real problems that people face, but there are real solutions to them.
And in a vibrant democracy, solutions to these problems can and should be offered by both parties. Mara Liasson, NPR News.